In there with the Money Fiends. It's your boy Mac.
Mikey.
And we have a special new co-host for today. My man sat with us on a Friday night and saw the vibes for 3 hours straight and finally got to jump on. You know, you heard his voice on the episode that dropped last week, but we would like to welcome my man Omar to the guest spot. He's been a great addition to the Money Fiend team, and we're excited to have him on this episode. You want to shout yourself out real quick?
What's going on, y'all? It's Omar, OTD.
What's your socials, bro?
My social is OTOPDOLLA.
All right, y'all. So all the listeners, go blow my man's socials up. We're excited to be down in Clinton, Maryland today. You know the Money Fiends. We mobile. Last week, Jersey. Then we hit Baltimore, and now we down in Clinton, Maryland. Well, one of my mentors, you know, a real Money Fiend, he embodies the meaning of Money Fiend overall. So I'm going to let my brother introduce himself to you all, and we're really excited to bring this heat to you on this episode.
What's going on, man? My name is Fareed Hester, right? You can catch me on all socials at Fareed Hester. That's F-A-R-E-E-D-H-E-S-T-E-R, right? A couple different things I do. I'm a realtor in Prince George's County, Maryland, as well as a foreign exchange investor and mentor. I've been doing that for a few years and really taking it to the next level right now.
Most definitely, bro. Well, we're excited to have you on the pod, you know what I'm saying? You're somebody that I look up to, and all the homies that I knew always spoke highly of you. And so I knew that our paths were going to cross eventually, so I'm just excited to make that introduction, bro. But first things first, you know, what kind of built your hustler's mentality and being able to step into a lot of different lanes but have success in them all?
Yeah, bro. I mean, it really just kind of started young with a thirst for knowledge and, you know, a thirst for lifestyle as well. Since a kid, since middle school, always was just trying to make a dollar. You know, that started off on the eBay. You feel me? With the shoes, yeah.
I'm on the same thing, man. I'm doing eBay.
Yeah, man. So that was it, bro. That was it. Just starting off hustling the shoes, you know what I'm saying? Standing outside, waiting for Jordans. I'm saying, trying to get 2 or 3 pairs just to flip, you know what I mean? And that's kind of where the mentality started. Then going into college, jumping into business. I knew I wanted money, so I was like, all right, what's the quickest way to get it? What's the, you know what I'm saying, the most solid way to get it? To the business route. So that's kind of how I started, bro.
1,000%. So it started early. You know, we've had a different guest, and everybody's journey has started a little bit different. You know, some people kind of walked into it, but you sound like you've been in the game for a while. So in terms of the foreign exchange market and real estate, you know, what really interests you about those opportunities, and how have you created, you know, your own lane in those spots?
Yeah, so, I mean, bro, I went to Hampton University, where I was studying in an MBA program, a 5-year MBA program, you know, 3.5 years of undergrad, 1.5 years of grad school, to solidify that MBA. And it's a 99, pretty much 100% job placement program, right? So everybody comes out of that program and goes to work in the corporate America. I could have done the same exact thing, had offers, had the opportunity to do so, but always, again, just sort of had that drive for a certain lifestyle that I wanted to live. Passion of mine is to travel the world. So I started to look at different avenues where I could have a free life, right? Where I could, you know, take the entrepreneurial route. And, you know, one of the major factors in that space is real estate, right? So once that was the case, you know, I was like, all right, let me go ahead and get my real estate license. And then, you know, Forex is just another way that you can bring in income from an entrepreneurial space and, you know, move about anywhere with Wi-Fi. I'm active, so, yeah.
A thousand percent. It's kind of crazy you hear a lot in, like, Rich Dad Poor Dad about the 1%, like, investor mindset. And you were literally in an MBA program that was 99% was going one way, but you went the other way. Was it tough to make that decision with your peers, or did you have anybody that rocked you as well,
bro,
in that program?
Crazy that you asked that, bro. 22 people graduated out of the MBA part of the program. Like, and every year people fall off. Like, obviously, you know what I'm saying? People take different routes. People switch majors. People, you know, some people left with a bachelor's degree. You had the option to opt out. So long story short, 22 out of the class end up at the fifth year MBA, going the whole way. And literally me and my bro, Julian Hurd, shout out Julian Hurd, he also does Forex independently, you know. But me and him, you know, kind of started doing Forex around the same time. And he's the only other person out of the 22. So two of us out of the 22 did not take corporate offers, sort of went our own route. Everybody else signed a deal.
1,000%. Yeah, bro. I mean, that's a big thing that, you know, our team as a collective, we all have different paths and things like that. I'm as well a trader in the foreign exchange market, currently working a corporate job, but, you know, I went into it and then I really realized, like, the freedom that I wanted to have, the ability to do more than 40 hours of community service a week, or be able to give more than $400 to the community, things like that, was really important. So I'm definitely glad you made that choice back then. Because if you didn't make that choice, a lot of homies would probably wouldn't have made that choice. And, you know, we wouldn't be here today interviewing you as the money fiend. So it all pays off. In terms of that, we want to jump into our first question that we ask all of our guests. A little vision behind the question is, we're going to have a studio for Money Fiend, and we're going to have a big bookshelf with all the guests' favorite books on that, Joe. They're going to sign them. That way you can kind of see the history and see how people are thinking that you may or may not have connected with yet. So we want to ask you, what's your favorite book and why?
I would say right now today, Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell. And the reason that I say that is because I read that book a few years ago just studying business. However, you know, just success in general, but I actually was on a plane recently and I got it on my audio, my Audible app. I was like, all right, let me run it back just because I was in a different space when I read it the first time. Like, I was reading it just to read it as an assignment more so, you know, rather than reading it for the actual content. So listen to it again and something really smacked me, bro, because the book is largely about all these different external factors that will create your path to success. And it really smacked me in the face that, wow, 2020 is an outlier year, right? 2020 is 100% an outlier when you're going to look at this thing 50 years from now, right? You know, from Corona, from, you know, the racial injustice, from, shoot, Kobe died this year. Like, these are all factors that literally, like, changed people's mental. Like, some people saw Kobe pass, and now they're in the Mamba mentality. Like, all these different factors really create, right, a successful path for individuals. And I looked at myself and I realized that, okay, 2020 is an outlier year for me because it is the year that I came right out of college, right? It's the year that I Am Mastery Academy came available to me, and there's no coincidence that these different factors happen. And just me being born a year later or a year earlier, right, it's a very, very big chance that I don't run into the opportunities that I have run into. So it's mind-blowing, bro, and it's really opening up, you know, my awareness right now.
No, that's been touched on a couple of times. I actually heard you speak about that on the call through I Am Academy a couple of days back, and went to Amazon and ordered it instantly, bro. Like, I think that, you know, just that mindset of understanding that, you know, I might be out on the island, but I'm getting those 10,000 hours, and it's so important overall. I want to ask you next about leadership. You know, you run a team of about 730 people, you know, grow by 30 people in like 4 days. So, you know, definitely pushing, but As a young entrepreneur, you know, how is it taking on that responsibility, and what are some tips and tricks you have to anybody that's looking to build a team right now?
Yeah, so largely I would encourage emotional intelligence, right? And there's a book also on that, Emotional Intelligence 2.0. I forget the author, but read that in college as an assignment, and now that actually runs my business, right? The ability to work with different people, different personalities, that is so key. When your group starts to, you know, go 10x, the reason being is because you're going to have people that work a 9-to-5, you're going to have people that are retired, you're going to have individuals that are in school, right? You're going to have all these different paths that are now aligning with your one group, and you have to find a way to keep them right on one common goal. So just kind of knowing the personalities and being able to lead accordingly, I think is very, very important, and emotional intelligence is the key factor in that.
Word, you just kind of brought up a new question that I want to add to our Rolodex for all the guests, if that's cool, my co-host. If you had to say one superpower that you had, what would it be?
Wow.
We going there.
Yeah. If you talk about one superpower, I'm not going to lie, I would take the Flash, right? Just because that was my favorite kind of a superhero growing up, and the ability to be anywhere in a second, right? Like I said, my passion is to travel, so I'd be in Dubai yesterday, but so that's what I would do.
Nah, I feel like that's what's up. You got any trips planned coming up, or any trips that you're taking in 2020?
Yeah, so pretty much right now, I have a plan to do a different location every month for my investment group, right? So I'm just pouring back into them right now. And what that looks like is, you know, different Airbnbs, different events each and every month in a given city that'll allow me to grow the team in that given area. So just next week, Monday, we'll be in New York. You know, next month, we have Arizona. The following month, it's Omaha, right? And a couple different other pending locations that we're thinking about are also down in Atlanta. I've got a team growing pretty heavily. Then I'll probably spin back and do another one in the DMV again.
1,000%. Definitely recently went to San Diego for a month. I have to highly recommend that, John. It's one of the most slept on places. Okay. You know, we're saying we have, you know, in the world. I do want to ask a question. You know, we talk about objections to whatever you're doing in business at times, but what are some of the funniest objections that you've heard, or like creative objections that you're like, man, this is what they trained me to hear, but how have you gotten through those and the ones that kind of caught your ear?
I would say, oh man, that's a tough one, bro. I hear all kinds. I hear all kinds. A large objection to Forex that I often hear is the marketing tip, right? And my whole like sort of spiel behind that is that I just need everybody that knows me and, you know, knows themselves to get to a space where you think about, all right, a few different things. What am I exactly using my social media for, right? Me, for years, I poured into my social media. Like, I planned the pictures. Like, I planned the vacations to take these pictures to drip. And it was like, it was for clout at the time. You feel me? And now I'm realizing that, wow, even though I was doing it just for the gram at those times, right, I'm now getting paid for that type of work. Right, so some people are in the middle of still doing it for the gram, but they don't know that, yo, social media is a bank, right? It should be handing you money, right? So when people look at it from, you know, a marketing standpoint, you just have to ask yourself, like, all right, whom are you posting for, right? Who are we doing this for? Are we doing this for income? Are we doing this, you know, just for fun? And it's funny just because Instagram has a just for fun sort of page now, so it was ironic, but you know, people just have to ask themselves, all right, what exactly is our social media for in 2020, right? Maybe before it was for expressing yourself, yeah, but for those of us who, you know, have expressed ourselves for so long, realize that you can now be compensated for what you put into your social media time after time, year after year. And for those who necessarily say they don't want to market, right, I want them to also know that, yo, I have 800 individuals on my team, 50 of them market.
Yeah.
You feel me? So it's a false objection. Like, you gotta realize you only see the 50 individuals who market because they show themselves, right? If you're on Instagram all day, right, you think that Forex is all marketing because that's all that you exposed yourself to. If you took the leap and you got into the group chat and you saw what was going on, you would realize that more than the majority literally just trade and make their money, you know what I'm saying, and move like that accordingly. I mean, 750 of the 800. Yeah. No exaggeration, like, you know what I'm saying? So when you just kind of take a step, you realize that, wow, I don't know what I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I only know what I put myself in the space to see. You open Instagram all day, you're going to see those 50 individuals who are marketing on what? Instagram. It's very simple.
No, 1,000%. I think the biggest one that I've heard so far is, like, I can learn on my own. And my thing is, like, one, if you learn the skill to a certain level and you, you know, you're getting bands, and it's like, okay, I'm able to, you know, be profitable at $2,000 a month, but your homie's still struggling with rent. It's like you're being kind of selfish at that point. Granted, we got some killers on the team that are really racking out more than some of the people that are building. You feel me? But at the same time, they're still passing on skills and knowledge. But it's like if it's already taboo, you're going to learn it by yourself, and it's still going to be taboo. So what? You're going to, oh, yeah, I came up 100. And then people are still going to be like, oh, he's doing 4. And so like
you're still going to be in that space.
You might as well be all in.
Might as well be all in and make money to show the individuals, bro. The thing, I'm not going to lie, because I was one of those individuals. I started independent trading, right? I was on Google, on YouTube when I jumped back into it. Like, I was sort of anti-IML, but it came down to a fact of, okay, what is duplicatable, right? Like, I could be a trader. I could take this thing to the moon, but I'm going to be in Dubai alone, right? Now, I have Fat Rob with me in Dubai. I got Matt and he would be, but I got individuals that I have now put in a space and a platform so that we can be in Dubai, right? So that's just the difference, right? All these independent traders, it's like, all right, you might get enough money for you, maybe your family, right? But can you empower somebody to retire their mom, right? You can't retire your best friend's mom as a forex trader or just an acquaintance mom, but now I can meet somebody on the street and show them how to retire their mom. That's a different bag, bro.
Word. And then, their mom starts building the business, you know, shout out to Dave mom. That zone when she hit P1, I was like,
she's around.
That's OC. That's what it's about, right? Yeah. It's not only like teach a man to fish, but it's like you teach a man to teach other men how to fish, and it just spreads from there. And we ask a question, but you basically already answered it. Like, do you feel like success is attainable by yourself, or do you have to have a team? And it's like you have $1 trillion, but you don't got nobody to go hit Chipotle with. It's like, what's the point of having $1 trillion?
It's no fun being the only rich one in your crew. It's no fun. Bro, you go out and everybody's looking at you. Like, and that's okay temporarily, but I pay the tab right now. You feel me? I pay the tab because I'm getting y'all to the point where I'm going to look at y'all. Like, y'all up, down. Like, you feel me? I'm on y'all now. So it's a different space, bro. And it's like, It's just, it's a selflessness, you know what I'm saying, that you find, and that really motivates you to do this thing.
Where you stand alone, are able to take that heat to get to where you're going for it, because you can see the vision for everybody. In terms of that, bro, I know you got some big things on the way for the rest of 2020, but, you know, December 31st hits, what does life look like for you at that point?
Bro, December 31st, bro, I'm making $50,000 a month from this opportunity that I'm now in. Just continuing to travel and spread the knowledge, right? At that point, I also have, you know, nearly 10 six-figure earners that are, you know, in my camp. You know what I'm saying? So, more importantly, right, we are traveling the world. We are, you know, starting to do those things for our parents that we dream about, right? And we're just 10xing it, bro.
I feel with that. I do want to ask a question, because this will, I already know that you have this set in stone, but it will be a great learning point, especially for a lot of our listeners who are, you know, hesitant on starting their own business, whether it be photography, real estate, things like that. In terms of getting to that $50,000 a month, what do you have to do? Like, what are the increasable numbers for your business to get to that point?
Yeah. So, right, as where I'm at right now, right, the business model means that, okay, anyone that comes into my group, right, when they bring another individual into my group, right, I benefit from that, right? So what that means is, simply, if you sort of break it back down, right, I look at it as, like, not where do my business need to grow, but where does the next man's business need to grow? So I look at it as, like, all right, I need to create 4 to 5 six-figure earners, right? And by default, I will be where that, you know, that next level puts me. So it's really about, you know, getting individuals to the next level, teaching them what you did to get that bare minimum six-figure, and then by default, you are now moving into 7, 8.
Word. No, that's dope. Just that you benefit from helping others. I think a lot of things that people have misconceptions on with money in general is that you have to, like, take money from somebody else to create. But as the economy is going, you have YouTube. You know, it's off of views. You're not taking nothing but somebody's time. If you're adding value, the more value you add, the more views you're gonna get. You know, exactly. The more life you're gonna get from that overall. I have a question for you. Do you feel that, like, the ability to sell is, like, one of the top skills, and how have you crafted that ability?
Oh, yes. Like, sales is where the money is. Like, I'll be honest, right? Even if you look at it in any way, shape, or form, right, your richest individuals in the world, they're selling a product. You know what I'm saying? So sales is extremely important in the business field, right? And I think, obviously, it's the most liquid, you know what I'm saying? It brings in the most money. However, you know, I grew my sales sort of experience just from the first job that I had. The first job that I had was at Nordstrom in Tysons Corner, right? So I was selling shoes there, and it was just like sort of a natural thing because I was a people person, right? So that's where people were more so a lot of times buying with me rather than they even cared about what the product was, right? People got to understand, if you can get people to, you know, believe in you, they'll 9 times out of 10 buy whatever it is that you're selling, right? And figure out how to use it on the back end. You know what I'm saying? People will come in and we would just have a conversation, and sometimes they would be like, you know what? I really wasn't going to buy something today, but let me take you upstairs, right, to the home section where I need a couple things just so I can get you some commission today. And every single time they come back into the store, they're asking for it, right? And I just created, and I was like, okay, wow, I'm creating these relationships and it's paying me, right? Because you work by commission. So that just sort of, you know, created a beast, and it started with, okay, if I can network, if I can build these different relationships, people walk into the store and I'm just having a conversation with them, haven't mentioned the product at all. They will come back to me every single time. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'll be honest, a lot of rich people out there in that space, right?
Yeah.
People coming into the mall just on their lunch break, right? And, you know, a lot of times it's older women looking for a conversation. I'll be honest, you know what I'm saying? And it's just like, all right, you can be that conversational point for them. They'll come back and spin a bag with you. You know what I mean? And it's translated to now where I have individuals who are learning from the culture, right? Learning from the network, that even if they don't even see themselves doing Forex 10 years from now, they enjoy the space that we're in, and they see that, okay, these are growing individuals that I need to surround myself with no matter where I want to go in life. So it's just been powerful, bro, that relationship building.
1,000%. Yeah. I like how you brought up the follow-up as well. My first job was a caddy, and then I was a busser at the same time. And, like, you know, just that follow-up and being of service, I used to be the only busser getting tips. Like, bussers usually don't get tips. Mm-hmm. Like, waiters and waitresses do. But just checking in on people and things like that. And like you said, just that little conversation a little bit past, you know, what somebody would do if they're just dropping some food off.
It,
it, it's crazy. Like, that's where the fortune is. And that's one thing, you know, being on your team that I really value is, like, you're not saying, like, just go hit everybody you know and then burn every bridge. It's like, bro, like, worst comes to worst, the person doesn't want to rock with you, but at the end of the day, they know you get into it. And then, let's say they want to open up a car dealership 20 years down the road, they're going to call you first.
Yo, you got some money to invest
in? Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, I got, I'm up 20 M's. Like, what's up?
Here you go, a little 10-pack. Bring me back 20.
Exactly. Exactly. And so that's my biggest thing is everybody, just feel the vibe of whatever you want to do. But I want to invite my guest co-host, Omar, to ask his first question, you know what I'm saying, on the pod. So, yeah, drop some heat, bro.
Yeah, man. What's up, bro? So, my man's from back home. Mm-hmm. He's in the whole Forex thing and everything, too. But he's not doing too well. And so, I think he's only doing, like, puts. And I don't know.
He's on the HFX. That's the option.
Yeah. He's just starting off. But there's ranks to it. My whole question is, how does the rank process go?
Right. So, that's a great question, bro. That's a very, very pivotal part of, you know what I'm saying, the massive success in our business. So, we work with a company, IM Mastery Academy, created in 2013, and it was created by a gentleman by the name of Christopher Terry, and his sort of vision was to offer people a skill set, but also offer people a way to build capital, right? And quite frankly, at rapid rates here in 2020. So, we have a compensation plan that pretty much doubles or triples your monthly income, right, each and every month that you grow your team, right? So what it looks like is it's passive income. And, you know, just for those who don't know what that is, that's, you know, you did a job in the past, you're getting paid out in increments in the future, right? Easy examples, royalties, right, from my musicians or actors, right? They did a commercial, right? Will Smith still gets a check when the Fresh Prince comes on, you know what I'm saying? So these are just, you know, examples of passive income. And we've turned that into, all right, if I introduce you to the products that we're using, right, and you enjoy them, you decide that you want to pay a monthly subscription for them, I will be paid out in future increments, right, simply because I showed you those products at a previous date. So what does that look like as far as the monetary, right? Now, it turns into, all right, if you bring three individuals into this opportunity, right, and I say bring them in, but it really, really happens very organically, right, because what's going to happen is you are going to join, you are going to make money from yourself, right, using a couple of different products.
Right.
And someone around you will see that, and they will want in, right? So when three people see that, and they want in, at that point, you will then grow into another bag, right? You become an independent business owner, known as an IBO, right? And this just means that you now can refer individuals on behalf of the company and be compensated for doing so, right? So you bring three individuals in, you now hit the first level, the rank of Platinum 150. That means that you're getting an extra $150 each month, $37.50 each Friday.
So right? Platinum 150, that's the first one.
First jump, right? But guess what? It gets fun from there because now you have three individuals and these are like your soldiers, right? These are your foot soldiers. This is your team. Anybody that those three individuals bring in counts for you as well. So this is where it goes 10x, right? Because once your team accumulates 12, accumulate being the key factor because you didn't have to bring all 12 in yourself, right? The key is that, all right, even if you're three individuals, they got three individuals. Let's say they wanted to get P150. You now hit the next level of Platinum 600. $600 a month. $50 a week. And
so
now
you get your mass to get the next three people.
Exactly.
And you still go up.
Exactly. And you just created income for him as well as a next level of income from yourself. Right now, where this starts to get crazy is just listen to the ranks, right? You don't even need to hear the amount of people that come with each. Just listen to how each rank flips. All right, so you go P150, $150 a month, $600 a month, $1,000 a month, $2,000 a month, $5,000 a month, $10,000 a month, $25,000, $50,000, $100,000, $250,000, $500,000, $750,000. Right now, things happen quick, right? In the last year, I went from unranked to a Platinum 5,000, where the company's paying me $5,000 a month, right? And what does that do for me? Pays for the home that we're sitting in right now, right? Pays for me to travel the world, right? And in the next, 7 to 14 days, I'll hit the next level of Chairman 10. I'm now 120 a year, six-figure earner, right? Now it gets crazy. 25 is next. See, this is where you're like, see, I'm 5, but in the next literally couple months, I'll be a Chairman 25. So I went from $5,000 a month to $25,000 a month, and my life has changed. My mom's life has changed at that point. At that point, you do the math, right? Let's do the math on the next one, right? $50,000 a month. 50 times 12 is $600,000 a year. You're in the highest tax bracket.
Yeah, Chairman.
You make more than heart surgeons.
Chairman, big bucks.
You feel me? And this is like, people are doing this in 2 years. So it's like, wow, like 2 years of a lock-in and you make more than people who save lives. Like people who are working on brains, you're making more than them. Like no exaggeration. You feel what I'm saying? So this is where this company just is like, I talk about outliers, right? There's no coincidence that this company was available, right? I talked to my mom and she's like, well, you better run with that. Like, you know what I'm saying? I know you went and got your degree this and the third. Use it for your business now, because when I was coming out of school, that wasn't an option. There was no compensation plan that offered you upwards of $750,000 a month. It just wasn't. I had to go work here. Like, so when we have these type of things in front of us, we cannot let them pass us by. Like 5-10 years from now, I will not be one of those individuals that said I did not chase this compensation plan, you know, this opportunity. So
let me ask you this.
Yep.
Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. First time you did the Forex trading stuff, were you like hesitant on it or?
Yeah, oh, of course, bro. I mean, I had to do my proper research.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And that's all it comes with, right? The moment you search what is Forex, the foreign exchange currency comes right up on Google. Like, it's very, very simple, right? So, what a lot of people trip up on is just not doing that simple search. You know what I'm saying? And you will see, if you search on Google right now, what is the biggest financial market in the world? You will literally see the international currency market, also known as the foreign exchange market, literally, right? So once I did that, I said, okay, boom, it's right there in front of me. You know what I'm saying? I knew about stocks. I just didn't know about Forex. And it makes sense now because, you know, the U.S. economy works well if we know about stocks. So that's another story for another day, though. You feel me? Yep.
Nah, so, Omar, with the first question, drop some heat, you know what I'm saying? My man, again, we're excited to have Omar, you know, guest hosting on the pod. He's been a great addition to the team. And you know what I'm saying? He sees the vision overall of where money is going, you know, just creating the entire community around hustlers and people that are really going out to get it, bro.
Got to, man.
No doubt, bro. I want to, since you're a young homeowner, I want to get some tips and tricks out to the listeners that are looking to make that jump and really helping to build their confidence to make that jump.
Right. So, bro, you got to realize, like, my goal in life is to own, right? Because I understand that is the key to wealth, right? Ownership. And thing is, family, they're not making any more land. You got to realize, if you chase all the bags you want, money's printed, right? It loses value every single moment. Since we started this energy, money, the dollar has lost value, right? Every second that you live, land, it doesn't lose value because it actually grows in value because they're not making any more of it, right? When the earth is, literally, they can build a home on every single spot in the earth, and then no one else can buy another home at that point. So land, you feel me, it doesn't keep growing. So instead of to say, get you a piece, right? You need you a piece of it. Like, yeah, that's the one thing that is going away, bro. You can get you another bag. They print money as we talk. You feel what I'm saying? They're not making more land. You know what I'm saying? So, encouragement for you, do your research, right? Figure out different programs, right? I'm a realtor. DM me right now. You know what I'm saying? Throw that bug in there. Like, DM me right now, and I'll show you the process that, yo, no matter what age you are, no matter how young, how old, you need to own something.
1,000%, 1,000%. Yeah, we're big advocates for that as well. In a lot of creative ways. I know Mikey got some questions for you on the real estate front. That's
Do you have any suggestions with loans as far as FHA or?
Yeah, bro. So I mean, it's all gonna depend on your circumstances, right? Naturally, as a first time home buyer, there's gonna be different programs that you can take advantage of, right? That's what I would definitely make sure that if you are a first-time home buyer, right, you're dealing with the proper people, the proper agents, because they're going to make sure that you get those benefits, though. You know what I'm saying? And it's up to them to make sure that, okay, they have the proper addendums in your contracts, this, that, and the third. As far as loans, I would just, you know, make sure that you can afford it, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just make sure you can afford it. You don't want to put yourself in a deeper hole. So make sure your finances are in order, and make sure that you're dealing with people that honestly, genuinely care about your well-being, right? And don't deal with sharks who are just trying to get the sale off. You know what I'm saying? They put you in a deeper hole a year later, 2 years later.
So. That's that sign up versus the soul aspect.
Come on.
I got a question for you about circulating through your own economy. So recently, the team has inspired me to drop a line of shirts, right? And my thought process behind dropping a line of shirts was I found a company that basically was drop shipping shirts. So I made the design, but I never touched the shirt. So they package and ship them, Jones, and then you get a profit on the back end from them. But then I was thinking, like, you know, as my team builds, the sign up, you know, residual that I get from somebody signing up for my team, reinvesting that right back in. So copping the shirt through my shirt brand, as well as copping a book off of Amazon. So they have a welcome package to the team, you know, already putting them in front of some things that are going to expand their mind. What are some ways that you've been able to connect your businesses to each other so your own dollar is circulating through your own economy as an entrepreneur?
That's so crafty. And that's what I love about I Am Mastery Academy, because it does that work for you, right? If I go out and I target specific communities, right, by default, we are just reciprocating our money within each other, right? Look at it like this. Someone pays their monthly membership, I get paid, right? And it goes all the way down, so forth and so on. Someone then goes and shows someone else, they get paid. So by default, by targeting these specific communities, right, all the places that I've traveled for the Forex, right, Black communities, you know what I'm saying? Because we're trying to show individuals who are not naturally, right, privy to this information. So by default, we are circulating money just because of the business model that I Am Mastery Academy has created.
1,000%. Yeah, I think you said you put like over $600,000 in a year, you know, into the community. And that's crazy. You know, am I 9 to 5? Granted, there's always a way to hustle your 9 to 5. So if you're in a 9 to 5 right now, don't go and quit that job. You know what I'm saying? Just hop on in the lead pack, get with the squad. We'll teach you ways to maximize that 9 to 5. Exactly. But I'm in campus recruiting. So I had a hand in over 250 people getting an internship, right? Average internship payout for the year is $10,000. So I had influence over $2,500,000 in a year, you know what I'm saying? And then just see, you know, another opportunity where you can have that impact and directly bring your 9 to 5 skill set, plus, you know, be able to hustle like the 401k or stock options, things like that. You know, there's always a way to do it. So just because you're in a certain circumstance doesn't mean that's got to be your circumstance forever. And, you know, I really learned that from the team. It's just like, dang, like, I had the impact there, and it made me feel good. So let me go have that impact somewhere else. Exactly. And then also, you know, the work that I've done there is going to pay off later down the road 10X. Because I'm able to 10X it in a different vehicle.
Culture, bro. In our business, right, when you bring somebody in and you create that culture, they're going to pass that on to the next. And it's a business norm. It becomes a team norm. Like, okay, and that got me enrolled. He got me signed up. He got me all the proper accounts that I needed. He showed me the different calls that I need to make sure that I be on. I'm going to naturally pay that back to the next individual because I think that is the norm, right? And it's a top-down thing. You know what I'm saying? So what I learned is that impact and value, right, you have to put those over money. And the money follows the value, right? Grant Cardone says it all the time, create value, right? Create things that people need, and money will naturally follow those things. You know what I'm saying? So once I learned that the more impact, the more people that you can touch, the more money that will come to you. But that's the same factor with your recruiting. Check it out like this, bro. You touched 120 people. One of those 120 people will be a big, big boss somewhere. Yeah. And they'll have some money to put in your pocket. Maybe 10 years later. You know what I'm saying? They're going to be like, oh, word, Matt gave me that job when I was first starting to get this thing. Now it really clicked.
Yeah.
Boom. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it gets paid back sometime, somewhere.
No, that's 100, you know. And looking forward to at least 3 of them coming up soon. Joining my IM business and going P150 every month the rest of the time they're in my business with me. You know, that's been my biggest thing. It's like, every month go P150 if you expect your team to go P150 and teach others to go P150. If you're not bringing 3 people in yourself, you can't expect other people to go out and do it, you feel me? And then teaching them up from there. So, now that's definitely dope, bro. It transitioned very well into our third question that we always ask every guest. If you had $1,000 right now, let's say there's no real estate business, no home ownership, no I Am Academy. Granted, you could choose one of those things to put the $1,000 into, but what would you do with it if you're at ground zero and you're trying to really multiply your bread?
Right. If I'm at ground zero with a band and I'm trying to multiply those things, and right now in 2020, I'm looking at something online related, right? There's so many things out there, from the drop shipping, right, to, you know, you copping in bulk and then you doing the handwork as far as shipping things out. You know what I'm saying? Another thing that I kind of had brewing was I got this business called Reedsman, where, you know what I'm saying, sort of dialing back to my old ways, dialing back to my old passions as far as the fashion, as far as the clothing. What I would do with $1,000, bro, I'd probably go to the thrift. You know what I'm saying? I'd probably actually go to like a New York thrift, just because that's where my heart is at. You know what I'm saying? I would go to, or Alexandria, somewhere posh, go to a thrift there, because then you're finding like crazy pieces. You're finding, you know what I'm saying, vintage Ralph. You're finding all kind of pieces. And then, you know what I'm saying, I would just kind of chase my passion, flip those on your Grails, your Let Goes, your all that stuff. And that would be something that I would do just to kind of, you know, chase that passion in me with $1,000.
Word, nah, that's smart. You're following what you already enjoy doing, and that is key. That is key, bro.
The reason I say that is not to cut you off, bro. The reason I say that is because I will be able to wake up every day and chase that with all my might. You know what I'm saying? If I took $1,000 and did something that, say, may seem like it would get a better return, but I'm not really interested in it, I may fall short. There's no, I'm going to make the most that I can make out of those clothes because I'm going to run to do it. Like, I'm going to love it. I'll be the first one there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to chase, you got to make sure you're investing in something that's going to be a vehicle to your passion. So you wake up every single day and you don't have, no one has to motivate you. No one has to call you and say, yo, go to the thrift. Like, that's what I was doing anyway. You know what I'm saying? So that's the only reason I go to passion.
A thousand. And there's always a way to do it. It's just getting geeked up to make that decision to be able to do it. And once you make that decision, it's simple. Nah, I feel that, bro. We appreciate having you on, bro. We got, you know, a lot more team members lined up for today. So we appreciate you letting us into the crib.
Yes, sir.
You know, being able to come down here and crab with you and a great insight. But this isn't your last time being on the pod by any means. And we look forward to having Outliers on the shelf. So you can come through and sign that jump,
yeah,
and really continue to drop knowledge. We want to give you as much motivation and as support as you can on your push to C50 for the rest of the year. We locked in. We got some more team members that are going to jump on it, and trust me, we heating up.
Yeah.
And when something's heating up and something's looking like it's about to turn up and it breaks out of the support and resistance,
that's
when it's time to make a play. Yeah. And if you don't understand what I'm saying,
it'll all make
hit
sense.
Me and we can do some research.
Yeah, for sure. But I thank y'all, man. I know this is the first of many, so I'm glad that y'all are welcoming the team, welcoming the family like this. So I know we got to 10x everything, bro.
A 1,000%, bro. I look forward to seeing you at the top because the bottom is entirely too crowded. And with that being said, it's the Money Fiends. You rocking with us, and we out.